told you that we'd be making a presentation today, and so we'd like to do that. Mark has been on the building team from the very beginning. When we remodeled this part, the whole inside here, he kind of served as the general contractor of it all and kind of led the building team. When we started talking about doing something more, he said, I'd like to do that again. So Mark has been phenomenal, as has the whole building team. You're going to get a chance to be introduced to the whole building team here in a minute. And I want to say thanks to Mark and for everybody for their work. So I'm going to turn it over to Mark. And
well, if people don't know me, my name's Mark Truesdell. Yes, I do. And I didn't do this first service, but I got a new Fitbit for Christmas, or for a birthday.
So run around the building?
No. No, I'm checking my heart rate, because I'm not a public speaker, so we'll see how high it goes before it gets over. Anyway, I'm part of the building team, and on the building team is of course, Bill. And if, I don't know who's all here this person, but Bill, Diana Markland, Maddie Arnett. Oh, yes. Yeah. Maddie Arnett, Diana Markland, Dick Hogan, Ryan East, Ryan Spires, Phil Eckert, and Matt Beckwith. I think I seen him. There he is. This is our building team. At the end, if you got any questions, these are people you want to ask. I think Maddie left, but you can still get a hold of her. And for the people that don't know, when we first started, we came to this building, we actually met in the Kidmo area, and it was rather tight. So the building team was first formed then to come up with an idea to add on to the building. When we did that, we found out that if we add on 1 inch to the building, we have to actually add more septic. So we got bids, $120,000 to add a septic. So that led us in a new path. We came back together, we met, and if anybody doesn't remember, there was classrooms over here, there was three behind me. We decided to open all the walls up and meet in here. It's led us to two services, but we've managed to get by with this. Later on, really, this is a big one because God opened the door and brought City Sewer out here. Didn't think that was ever going to happen, and that just shows you the power of God. But now we can add on any direction we need to. That led us to our new design. We've had this drawn. This is the new sanctuary that will be behind me. And you can come look at this after this is all over, but basically there'll be a wall built right where I'm standing. There'll be some doors over here, and then it'll lead into a new sanctuary. We'll have new restrooms. We'll have a little meeting area in this area. So like when we come out, we'll have a place to talk. The elders actually came to us and said, you know, that the Kidmo and Kid areas are extremely packed, and they really wanted to address that area first. So we got together and we actually come up with a new design, and it's adding on to the back of the building, which is this is where we're at now. This is the door in the very back, and we're going to add on this square, and I think it is halfway marked outside, kind of the structure of where we're at. It'll have two classrooms on this side, two in here, and then we designed a little meeting area. Then we're actually talking about building a stage, a little area for the kids in this back part. We're actually going to do this in phases. We're going to have four phases. Phase one will be the construction of this new kids area, new classrooms. That'll be the outside, the brick, the everything on the outside to get it completely closed in. Phase two will be actually framing the walls, adding the interior, and making it suitable to have classes in. Phase three will be where Kidmo and Little K and all that area right there, we're going to redesign that for Ryan's office, different classroom storage, and things like that. And then phase four will be our new sanctuary. We've went as far as this drawing for the back is state approved. We have an architect. We have plans. We've actually sent it out to bids, and we actually have picked out a contractor, which is jail bin construction. The cost is, if you look on your goal over there, it's $140,000. The elders have stressed to us that, you know, we're going to do this by cash. So once we hit that mark, we will start construction. The current balance is $72,465. Can I do that without glasses? So when we get this, when we hit the money, we're going to go on and continue to grow. Now, they're hanging them now, but the plans will be over there. I feel free to ask any of us any questions. You can call me 24/7, ask us how we come up with our designs. And then Bill has the remaining. Thank you.
Did your heart rate go down?
No, not much. Up 3. 75.
Mark mentioned this, that we are convicted of doing this debt-free. We will not borrow money to do that building out there. And so until we have that, and that's with a 10% override. Until we have that, we will not begin construction. So with that in mind, we've got these on the table. And there are some over there by there. If we can have them brought over here. Chris, these cards over there. And if you'd like to have one, just put your hand up. If you don't have one, by your chair. And Chris can drop one off to you now. Just let you know about praying for it. What we're going to ask you to do is put this on your refrigerator, put it on your mirror, put it, you know, on your pillow, whatever, so that it keeps it in front of it all times. And then Diana put together, there's a basket over there with envelopes. If you'd like to give toward the building fund, you may do that. If you use cash but you want credit for it, put your name on here and you'll be given credit for it. And if you write a check, just put building fund in the memo, and that takes care of that. Okay? So if you have any questions, feel free to ask any of the building team members that stood up. We're going to all send you to Mark. So he said call him 24/7. That means what, 3 o'clock in the morning we can call and ask, hey, Bill, Mark, I have a question about the building program. Okay. kind of give the man a little bit of grace there. You know, no calls past 2, none before 4, you know, something like that. Anyway, those two things we'd like you to take with you if you would. And we would like you to pray for this. Make this a matter of daily prayer. We honestly believe that God has blessed us innumerable ways, especially with kids. And sometimes there are Sundays out there, Stacy's had 11 and 13 in that little K room, you know. And then the kid mode room sometimes has 15, 16, 20 kids. And so this will allow us...
17
today? Okay. So that just shows you, you know, that God is doing... And there's another one that's going to be going back there pretty soon. Well, he'll go to the nursery first, though, won't he? 19 now. Oh, not yet. And then also on this little table over here is a bucket. That's for your change. If you want to just kind of empty your pockets and put it in. I save quarters. So stop with the quarters here first. And then, no, just kidding you. If you want just to, and that's a good thing for the kids to do as well. And they're going to be challenged to do something in the back for Liberia. So, but anyway, that money goes toward the building fund as well. All right, so if you have any questions, feel free to ask. We'd be glad to do that. And I want to thank Mark. I want to thank all the building team for your tremendous help, for the time that they have put in. We meet, and it's not a half-hour meeting. You know, sometimes it goes two and a half hours because we're talking. Don?